The Virginia Market News Service reported the following weekly ag trends on May 29th. In Virginia, in a light test due to holiday closures, state-graded feeder cattle mostly steady to $16 lower, feeder cattle at regular auction sales mostly $9 to $30 lower. State-graded feeder steers, medium and large ones, 400 to 500 pounds, 465 to 552.50, average 492.68, 500 to 600 pounds, 415 to 475, average 451.95, 600 to 700 pounds, 365 to 425, average 409.60, 700 to 800 pounds, 353 to 385, average 359.37. State-graded feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 400 to 500 pounds, 410 to 465, average 438.54, 500 to 600 pounds, 350 to 398, average 388.50, 600 to 700 pounds, 315 to 340, average 323.37, 700 to 800 pounds, 295 to 335, average 317.81. Slaughter cows were $1 to $14 lower. Boning, 800 to 1200 pounds, 120 to 185, average 157.58. Breakers, 1200 to 1600 pounds, 143 to 202, average 169.36. Wheat was 24 cents lower, new crop mostly 24 cents lower. Eastern Shore new crop, 562 to 567. Middle Peninsula, 594, new crop, 624. Norfolk new crop, 584. Roanoke, 684, new crop, 654. Wakefield new crop, 599. Corn was mostly 6 cents lower, new crop mostly 3 cents lower. Eastern Shore new crop, 482 to 487. Harrisonburg, 546 to 571, new crop, 552 to 557. Middle Peninsula, 461, new crop, 457. Norfolk, 501, new crop, 482 to 517. Richmond, Petersburg, 471, new crop, 477. Wakefield, 456 to 476, new crop, 492 to 502. Soybeans were 1 cent higher, new crop, 7 cents higher. Eastern Shore, 1130 to 1145, new crop, 1124 to 1129. Middle Peninsula, 1160, new crop, 1169. Norfolk, 1225, new crop, 1169 to 1204. Richmond, Petersburg, 1175 to $12, new crop, 1174. Wakefield, 1195 to 1210, new crop, 1184. From the Virginia Market News Service, this is Jonathan Howard.